When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, Shaq dumps, a children's museum, and a hockey game canceled. All that's coming up right after this.
Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Well, hi, good morning. This is Ernie Fergler, Fergler's Hardware Store.
Hi, Ernie.
Hi, listen, I'm sorry to interrupt everything there, but we have a recall on a product that I needed to get in today.
I swear to God, I'm sorry I'm late, man. I really need this job, and I'm never late. I swear to God, I'm never late, man.
Okay, hold on.
Baker, man. Is that Donnie?
Can you hold on just a minute?
Donnie worked at Fergler.
I'm screening applicants who have sent in resumes. It seems as though this young man here wants to speak.
Does that chick work here full-time, man?
Well, that's Mrs. Wampler.
Oh, my God, it is.
Okay, listen.
I'm full-time, too, guys.
All right. Listen, I'm Ernie Fergler. I'm the owner and manager of Fergler's Hardware.
And I know
who are
my
you?
Buddy Jason said this is the easiest job in the world, man.
Oh,
so
is
you
that
take
right?
as many breaks as you want.
Oh, is that what he told you?
Your time. She said it's great, man.
Well, okay. Tell me your name. Tell me your name,
Baker.
Don.
Donnie Baker.
Donnie Donald?
I called the other day, man. I swear to God I did. They said just come in this morning. Man, I got to get back to the
job. Who did you speak to?
Tammy, man.
Well, I don't recall. No one's told me that.
I swear to God,
listen, I am the owner of this store. I have been the owner of this store for 73-some, well, it's been in the family for 73-some years, Donnie.
And you guys charge a fortune for sandpaper. Sandpaper's crazy, man. That's a scam, man.
What are you talking about?
Sandpaper,
we
man.
We have sandpaper.
Man,
yes, we do.
You get a lot cheaper at the other place.
Where?
I swear to God you can, man.
Listen, let me go. Do you want to go through your application? Or
yeah,
you
that's
just
fine, man.
Okay, fine. I see here.
Well, cursive is stupid, man. I apologize, man. I hate cursive,
well,
man.
Well, you could have printed. It said print clearly, and I can see that you didn't, and I can barely read this thing.
Don't starter, man. I swear
okay.
to God I am.
Look, it says here you worked at Glendale Farm Apartments manager for 2 days.
What? $18 for a flashlight, man?
and what is
the size of, man, that's like a billy club, man. Well,
okay.
Cops have a heyday with that.
Let me ask you something else. What are those pants you're wearing? You know, this is
man,
an
I
interview.
I apologize, man. I just got another job, man. I do a lot of maintenance work. That's what I do at the apartment place, too.
Oh, I see. And you were fired there. Why?
Well, it's beside the point, these are Zubas, man.
Well, I've
they
never.
Make you sweat, man. It's pretty cool. You're sweating these things. It's like a crock pot for your pork.
What? What on earth are you talking about? A crock pot for. I have never.
Anyway, I got this 40 XP, man. It broke down. That's why I'm late. It's got a maroon interior.
Well, you are
man. Don't
most...
ever get an EXP, man.
You're the most unusual person I.
People call me Prince. Try that purple
one. All right. All right. Do you have any screen experience at all? Screening experience?
Wait. Tammy said there was no drug test, man.
No, I'm talking
test.
About working back in screen doors.
Hey, you know how to beat a DUI? Put a penny in your mouth, man.
Are you from here?
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Pasta news coming up. I don't know why, for some reason, food seems to have crept into our show a lot more lately.
You ever made pasta, like...
Nope,
made it from scratch.
Yes.
Heard about it.
Have you really?
Oh, yes.
Do you have one of those pasta things where you...
No, I don't, but I've been to someone's house who does and did that. That's wonderful. We have a great pasta story coming up. But first, we leave the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk and Christy Lee to enter the sports arena again.
Shaquille O'Neal will host a virtual Shaq Bowl on Super Bowl Sunday. The Shaq Bowl will take place...
Hit that cue, would you?
Shaq's Funhouse.
Yeah, are you hearing Shaq Bowl?
I was hearing Shaq
Bowl. That's because he wants to hear it.
That would be
Shaq Bowl. Called a bedpan, I think.
Shaq Bowl. William Shatner should do that, right? The Shaq Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That would be maybe a salad at his restaurant.
The three-hour special starts at 3 p.m. Eastern on Friday. It will be available to watch on Facebook, ShaqBowl.com, as well as 20 other platforms, including TikTok, Twitch, and YouTube. O'Neal said,
I've been watching football for a long time. And the pregame stuff has always been boring.
So we're going to change it, especially with everyone at home this year.
Oh, eat your heart out, Ari Spears.
Huh? What do you think of that?
That was stellar.
The show will be hosted by Terrell Owens and Chad Ochocinco. Oh, my Lord.
Wait,
is Shaq going to host it?
How many mics are they going to have? Eight for those two guys? Jeez.
Yeah, why wouldn't Shaq host his own show?
I don't know. It'll feature NFL stars like Ezekiel Elliott and Tim Tebow, musicians Nelly, Quavo, and Diplo.
Can we give it up for Tim Tebow's agent that they're able to call him an NFL star? Yeah, that is incredible.
I think this is what's called a booking error.
He probably draws more than legit all-stars.
Yeah.
He's got a name.
America's sweetheart.
Oh, no, I like the guy. I just don't, you know.
Some events include a sports optical course, dodgeball, tug-of-war.
Obstacle course.
And what did he say?
He said optical.
Let's go to the tape.
You said obstacle.
Obstacle course, tug of war, and advanced challenge.
Sometimes I hear what I want to hear.
I heard a dickhead. The Shaq Bowl also has its own halftime show with Migos. I'm not familiar with
Migos.
Yeah, he's one of the three Migos.
Migos?
You say Migos.
Oh, this sounds good. DJ Diesel. That sounds good.
That's Shaq.
Is that Shaq? DJ
Shaq
Diesel?
Is DJ, DJ Diesel or DJ Shaq
Diesel. He was known as the big, remember that other argument we got in that one morning? The big Aristotle, remember? Wasn't that, you insisted that was his nickname?
The Shaq's big Aristotle out of LSU. No, that was not his nickname.
Shaquille
O'Neal. If Shaq were in the studio and he goes, I have to go take a dump. And he walked out and he goes, I left it in there if anybody wants to look at it. Would you look at it to see what was happening?
No,
you wouldn't.
Josh?
Does anybody believe Tom wouldn't be curious?
He would be right in there with his phone, taking pictures.
You wouldn't be able to see him. He would run so fast, he'd shriek away like a cartoon. He would get out of here so quickly.
Don't you want to know how he's doing it?
God, no.
Guys are disgusting.
Here's a list of Shaq's nicknames here.
I'm just like you.
Superman, the Big Shaqtus.
The Big Shaqtus, I like
Shaq
that.
Shaq Daddy. The Diesel.
Shaq Fu.
Big Fella.
I've heard Shaq Fu.
Big
Wilt,
Fella?
Wilt Chamberneasy. And the Big Aristotle.
All right.
Right there in black and white.
God. There it is.
Guys that work at gas stations always call me Big Fella. Every time.
Hey, Big Fella.
Hey, big man. Every 10 out of 10.
My dumps are like firewood.
Shaq!
I have to hover.
What the hell is happening?
I can barely get the lid closed.
I'm trying to get the Shaq Bowl on the Chipotle menu, but it sounds like a big turd.
Yeah, he is really my favorite. And as soon as we can go to concerts again, I will be in the mosh pit at a DJ Shaq Diesel concert.
Really?
Home, I'll be.
Can he spin?
You like that tech music, don't you?
Honestly, I don't really like it that much, but if he's spinning, I'm going to be in there. I'm going to be working. I'm going to have one of those little baby.
It's a lot more entertaining than watching him try to hit free throws.
I don't know. That's pretty fun when he tries to shoot a free throw. Whoa! It's like Charles Barkley's golf swing. Pretty fun to watch.
Who has the most commercials right now?
Shaq's up there.
Kevin Hart, The Rock.
Shaq.
I haven't seen The Rock.
I haven't seen The Rock in too much. What are you seeing him in?
I just seem to see him all the time.
Huh.
He's got a new show coming out. Watch. Baby Rock or Little Rock.
Oh, by the way, did anybody else fall for this?
What?
I was on some news page, whatever, and there was a thing. See the preview of the Sopranos movie?
Yes.
Did you fall for this?
I did, yeah. They show you like five things first.
And it's, no, they probably show 3 seconds of it. I was so pissed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's got whatever company that is, they show, you know, 15 seconds of a whole bunch of movies, and then it goes by so fast you have to stop it and go, what, and was that it?
So, yeah, that was HBO Max is doing one movie a week this year. They're releasing in theaters and on HBO Max. The Sopranos movie is one of those films. So is, like, Judas and the Black Messiah is one of those films.
Right, but I'm saying they show maybe 2 seconds of it.
Yeah, that's all it is.
But the ad for the preview says, see clips from the new Sopranos.
See, you see Gandolfini's son, yeah.
But it's just, never mind. That was just because every place has to do a story about everything now. That was just for the HBO Max trailer. It was not an individual Sopranos trailer.
No, but I'm saying it's not truth in advertising.
Can we fight at lunch?
Yeah, this does feel like a lunch conversation.
Yeah, no, you're missing the point. Well, he's totally missing the point.
If you thought it was going to be a longer preview, but they gave you previews of all their
movies. Pat, you saw the same ad I did.
They promote the Saints of Newark.
See the new Sopranos trailer, and it isn't there. It's false advertising.
I guarantee it did not say trailer. Just going to leave it at that.
So you were upset then?
Yes. I clicked, and okay. If I could unclick and have whoever did that shot, I'd be happy to do that. I'm going to boycott everything else on that trailer.
Okay.
All right. Do you remember anything else on the trailer?
No, I deliberately immediately turned my mind off.
I get the impression Godwin watched the whole trailer and saw it.
I did.
So there is a way to see it.
You have to go through all these other movies that HBO Max is promoting.
So Tom may have given up too soon?
No.
You see a sliver.
They show maybe 2 seconds of yes.
I think what might have happened, now, I'm not saying this did happen, what might have happened is you thought it said, coming up, the Sopranos trailer. But what it actually meant, I don't know what it said, but
The ad is, see the Sopranos.
But it had
a sneak peek or something.
It had snips from all their movies coming up, and The Sopranos was one of them. Is that what happened, Willie?
I don't care at all. Can we stop talking about this? I'm getting angry.
I'm getting
really angry.
We can talk more about my dumps.
Tell me, Shaq.
I once filled a Volkswagen.
Jetta. I don't believe it. What is that called? The Chicago sunroof? Remember that?
It was a VW van.
Yeah.
I could beat up Tony Soprano, and I could beat up Sil.
Click here and see a trailer of my dump.
No, Shaq.
Nobody else's dump. Just
so the Shaq Bowl, this says it starts, so it's on Super Bowl Sunday, it starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
A children's museum in China.
Yes.
Has set the Guinness World Record by creating the largest Lego diorama. Smardland.
Wait a second. I realize. Some idiot named this place.
You know how Tom hates things that are named without checking with him? Well, he really
this is a
this.
Truly bad name.
Smardland?
Anybody, can you figure out what it means?
Smard?
Did Roald Dahl name
Smard.
This?
No kidding.
Here it is. Smaerd land. And it helps if you write it down.
Smartyland.
Super Mario.
A smart nerd?
No.
What is it?
It's even worse.
You're all going to go,
and does it have to do with Legos?
No. It has to do with some idiot at a meeting going, I've got a great idea.
That word is dreams backward.
Sure is.
Exhausted. Sure that trick is. Never works.
Exhausted.
Remember Saratan? Nature's spelled backwards.
The only time it's ever worked is Harpo Productions.
However, if you haven't been to the Cuff Museum, you're really missing.
I thought it was going to be about tuxedos, morning coats, and,
right.
And little did I know, flagrant delecto.
Cuff Museum?
Yeah.
Gosh, that's funny.
What a terrible
Well, it also
name.
Works in the street joke about the name Naomi. You know, I think that's a funny one.
I don't know it.
I don't either.
Can you tell it?
Naomi backwards. Why do they come? Because I'm own. Come on.
Oh, I
don't know that one.
No.
It's classic.
Oh, no, I've never heard it.
Because
I
didn't
either.
do it properly.
Because I'm own.
There are a bunch of Nevaehs out there. Heaven spelled backwards. You know.
Yeah.
Which girl's name Nevaeh?
Remember the old wives' tale that Evian was naive backwards.
Yes.
And
implying
you'd have to be naive to buy a bottle of water.
Yeah. What is it? Nevada? What is it again now?
Nevaeh. Yeah. Heaven backwards.
Heaven backwards.
Oh.
Nevaeh's kind of a pretty name.
It is a pretty name, actually. You're right.
Hang on a second. I'm going to compose a joke about that. How do you say that?
Okay. Nevaeh, heaven backwards.
Okay.
It's a diorama of Legos at Smaerdland. It has 2,000 square feet. Took 50 designers and builders 3 years and 150 million bricks to create the record-breaking display. According to the authority, the design was inspired by Tom, battles depicted in The Lord of the Rings.
Oh, so that's what it is?
So there you go.
Well, it's a gigantic Lego thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still halfway through. You've been to our house, Willie. We're still halfway through the Walt Disney World castle.
Mm-hmm. Cinderella's castle.
You've been working on that for some time.
Yeah, yeah, I've taken a breather.
Yeah, I bet.
It's like 1,000 bricks. And
you ever go to the Lego store? It's amazing what they do.
It is. And bring a co-signer.
Remember they had a Volvo SUV made of Legos?
That was
Colorado.
Real cool. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So.
I still love them.
Yeah. Oh, they're the best. It's so much fun.
I told Jimmy they went bankrupt.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. That's
that way
a good
we wouldn't have to get them anymore.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. So what's it called? The Smeared Museum.
Yeah, that is
dream
silly.
Spelled backwards.
Silly.
And Nevaeh is heaven spelled backwards. And a trailer is really art, if you want.
That's right.
You worked on that a long time.
Uh-huh. Both those ideas. Yeah, he put pen to paper.
He took 5 minutes. He let us nothing. He let us idiots babble for a little bit so he could go to work.
No, come on. Would you go to the Smeared Museum? Come on.
It doesn't sound like... Yeah, you don't know what it is.
They'd be much better off if they just called it the Dreams Museum.
No kidding. Yeah. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
It does.
And people know what it is. And yeah, this I don't think silly. Anyone goes, Smeared, what's that? And he goes, Dreams backwards. No one goes, oh,
where is this?
It's not like
is everything backwards?
We're calling it the Drut. It's turd backwards. Come on.
The Drut Museum.
I don't want to have to do a math problem to figure out if I want to go see the Legos.
Where is this museum again?
China.
China. Oh. Well, in China, it's...
Anage.
It's Dong Ding.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's going to be characters and...
Ganepganop. No, wait a minute. Remember Ganepganop?
I do, yes.
Oh, what a great game.
Yeah,
huh?
It was fun.
Oh, today's National Puzzle Day.
Oh.
Yeah. You want to do puzzles?
Widow's Delight.
Did you say Widow's Delight?
I did. Every time I've done several puzzles in the last few years, and it's always my little sisters get a puzzle. They'll get some gift. And they'll go, Willie, do this puzzle with me. And then I'm just doing the damn puzzle by
right.
myself, and it's always a unicorn. I get too invested in it.
Sure.
And I'm going, Finley, help me look for the horn so we can finish this, and she's playing some game.
This isn't just jigsaw puzzles. We're talking crossword puzzles. We're talking about word game puzzles, all kinds of puzzles.
Jumble. What
They're really
the jumble?
Good for your mind.
The forgotten puzzle.
Yes.
Jumble.
Okay, well, let's talk about something good for your stomach.
Puzzle for idiots.
That's right.
The forgotten puzzle.
We come up with, here we go, Willie, this one's for you. Have you ever heard of the Stoner Breakfast Pizza Omelet?
Stoner
no,
breakfast
but I'm very
pizza
interested.
Omelet.
Take leftover pizza,
right.
preferably supreme or pizza with onions and peppers.
Yeah.
Chop it into small half bite sizes. Crack an egg and scramble it all together in a pan. 2 eggs per slice of pizza.
Okay.
This was from Dusty.
And
you make a pizza
yeah,
omelet.
It's kind of got your toast already in it, doesn't it?
It sounds
with
like
the crust.
A pretty good idea.
It doesn't sound
cheese.
Bad.
Mm. Yeah, sounds like a great idea.
I've got some food things that people sent in over here. Someone says their wife recently made a grilled turkey and cheese sandwiches in the air fryer. And with the air fryer, not only is the meat and cheese warm and melty, the crunch factor is a game changer. I'm very interested in that.
Okay.
And then we also, instead of using mayonnaise or butter, I've done both. They're good. This person uses butter-flavored cooking spray, which
I've done that.
Seem that innovative to me, but I'm very, I guess that
is
could
that,
be
Is
it.
There real butter in that?
No, and it cuts down on all the fat and calories. However, it
spraying,
doesn't get as crunchy. I don't
are you
think.
Spraying directly? Onto the bread, though?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So that's the...
Okay, well, now, we have to go back to the sports page.
That's it. That's
oh,
the sports
sorry.
With Tony Romo. Yeah.
Is it?
No idea.
The story I sent you just made it its way to the wastebasket?
What story
that's
was that?
That's why I asked.
It's a conspiracy,
the Las
guys.
Vegas Knights, the St. Louis Blues postponed last night due to the COVID crisis.
Well, a player on the Knights and the coaching staff, a member of the coaching staff, both...
So had you already penciled in viewing that game? Did
no.
you have to...
It was on
alert go. Pornhub that you were coming back. Game canceled.
Are you happy
start the generator.
Are you happy when we went back to this now? Start the generator.
You hear that, Josh?
I did hear it, and if it weren't so funny, I'd just hear it.
Start the generator.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
I think you can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.